It's making me laugh imagining a guy request that his draft rights get traded, calling up the GM.
Formally going out in the media to request the trade.
I want out.
Honestly, I feel like there have been guys who have been close to doing that. I think Satoransky was close to doing that with the Wizards.
Mm.
We threatened with bringing him over every year, and he was like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Nikola Mirotic, he should have done that. Maybe it would have protected him from Bobby Portis.
Yeah.
God. That's still, every time I'm reminded of that. Okay, we're back with another episode of Full Court Mess. Special one today, as it is June 30th. It is just past, almost four Pacific time, which means free agency has just started. It's me, Jared. We got Will and Nathan. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing good. Loving the news.
Why not let it fly with the biggest news so far of the day? Bronny James is still a Laker. His contract is now fully guaranteed for the rest of the year.
Wow. I was sure you were coming in with Bulls waving guard Cam Jones, but I'll cede the table. That is bigger news. The Bronny James news is bigger.
A couple small things have happened so far. There's been a bunch of trades in the last week. I feel like we should get to that, but some smaller things. Tim Hardaway Jr. agreed to a deal with the Heat.
Seems like a good fit.
6.5 mil. Sure, why not?
I mean, he's the go-to. Like, you have no money, you want to win a championship, and you need a shooter. You've got Tim Hardaway on your team, right? Like,
yeah.
Time with the Mavs, time with the Nuggets, over to Miami.
And he averaged around like 15 points per game last season. So
good for him. I just saw that DeAndre Jordan is coming back to the Pelicans, and it is his 19th NBA season.
Yeah, ooh. If you want to feel old,
what that is. Arguably more ridiculous than LeBron playing like 24 seasons. That DeAndre Jordan,
what I
like the least durable position. Like
he's still doing good.
It center lasts the least time, and he's making 19 years. That's modern medicine. Is crazy.
Yeah, I think part of that is from what I've seen. That's like a vibes guy.
Oh yeah, he's Haslam now. He is Haslam.
he's pretty much. But like coaches love him. And they say he's like great with the young players. So why not?
Makes you wonder a little bit, you know, has he had any effect in New Orleans yet? Because do they have any success stories with young players?
No, but, you know, it keeps them, as long as the vibes are good.
I feel like it's like, wow, imagine how bad the vibes would be there without him. Because they're already really bad.
Yeah. And they're trying to blow it up too, aren't they? Somewhat. I don't know where they stand on Zion, but they've been trying to trade like Trey Murphy away.
Oh yeah, I saw. It seemed like a bunch of Western Conference teams wanted him.
Yeah, they want 2 picks for him. Oof. I mean, he's good. He's really good, though.
Should we touch on just mentioning trading picks for players? Should we touch on that somehow? Miles Bridges got a first round pick in return.
Oh yeah,
What other teams in the league thought he was worth that much?
Probably nobody else. But that's the Suns. This is a thing they do.
Yeah, I mean, they made the Beal trade, so shout out to them. You need other teams like that in the org that even the Wizards can kind of fleece. But that was crazy.
2033 unprotected.
Unprotected pick for Miles Bridges on a team that cannot win a championship.
They definitely. He's not. It's not going to make a difference.
Like, this isn't fair because he's an excellent player, and it would be a great outcome for any player to be this good. But I think one of the things that made me not want Darren Peterson the most in the lead up to the draft was a couple of guys who were like, "Yeah, he's Devin Booker." And you know, maybe if I could separate Booker's personality from his game, I would have felt differently. But I was just like, I don't want that. Like,
valid. Yeah.
Like, we see what it looks like when Devin Booker's your best player. I'll pass.
Yeah. This kind of begs the question. Also, with the LaMelo Ball trade, obviously, Melo and Miles Bridges, very different guys. But are the Hornets woking it up?
It seems like it.
Are these woke moves?
It also in vintage Hornets fashion, no matter who's running, owns the team or is running the team, they just are bringing back guys from North Carolina.
True. Yep.
It's got to be the most local team in the NBA every single year.
I like that. Like, that's fun, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like they're woking it up. I saw someone say I'd have to find it, but that the Wolves backcourt is the most homophobic backcourt in the league. with that Melo trade. So, yeah, Miles Bridges. I mean, okay, so the Hornets are sending a first-round pick also, for what that's worth.
Oh, yeah, Wolves.
So, Miles Bridges, a 2029 first-round pick, 2027 second-round pick to the Suns, and in return get Grayson Allen, Royce O'Neal, and a 2033 first-round pick.
Maybe it's just that the Suns one is unprotected.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Hornets pick isn't theirs. It's the least favorable of four separate picks in the first round. Like,
all right. Interesting. So, yeah.
Like, the worst they can lose is whoever's the best team out of Utah, Minnesota, or Cleveland, and then that year. So they're going to lose like the 25th pick or something.
Okay. So, yeah, it's not giving up too much. Yeah. But, interesting trade. But we could segue into, while we're on it, $74 million 3 years to Coby White.
My man.
I like that.
I love him. I've always loved him, obviously. So there's it's a perfect move for any team to sign him.
I'm a little surprised I did not expect the LaMelo Ball trade at all.
No.
And I especially did not expect that to go to the Wolves.
I don't think they did either.
Yeah. I think for the Hornets, it makes sense. I mean, you have some other great talent, Brandon Miller and KK, but keep Coby White. It did feel, I was saying this last week or a few days ago when this happened, it felt like the Wolves were prepping to do some other stuff. And then like last minute they were offered LaMelo Ball and they did it.
Yeah. Like it was a different enough offer that it just like seemed better than anything else they had planned.
Yeah, because they moved. They essentially salary dumped Julius Randle.
Yep.
And then everyone's like, "Oh, okay, so Nas is finally going to be starter. Great move. Okay." And then immediately trade Nas for LaMelo Ball. And I'm like, "Okay, so what do you have inside other than Gobert, who's regressing?
No power forwards now. They went from." Too many front court players and not enough guards to completely overcorrecting in one offseason.
Oh my God. Speaking of too many of a position, what the fuck is what the Blazers?
They said they'll just make it work.
They said they're keeping everyone.
Isn't it great too that almost none of them can shoot?
Yep. Yeah.
It's fine.
They're going to spend like half a season with the worst like shooting ratings ever until Dame gets back.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game. Can you name every guard on the Blazers roster?
Hmm. I mean, obviously, Dame, Ja,
Scoot,
Drew. I don't understand keeping Drew.
Yeah.
I mean, he can play off ball, but it feels like they just want him to just be like a pure defender now.
I don't know if they have any more remaining, but I feel like you could easily get a first-round pick from the Nuggets for Drew Holiday today.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Yeah, they should do that.
What's the minutes situation going to look like?
Yeah, it's because they want all four to play. Like,
well, yeah, the minutes are going to be fine. It's just they're gonna be playing these guys at center.
Yeah, I saw they want to play Drew at small forward.
It's them and Robert Williams, who they did bring back.
Yeah, yeah, it's not going to work, but I guess it's not my problem.
Okay, report from Shams.
Uh-oh.
The Kawhi trade has happened to the Kawhi to the Raptors.
Okay. All right.
That's the small news of the day.
Yeah, we can touch on that in a second. But
doesn't matter, really.
He's no DeAndre Jordan entering his
life.
Yeah, no big deal. Here's my tinfoil hat theory with the Blazers. Is they're going to try for like half a season to make that work. At the deadline, they're going to probably trade like Scoot and Drew. But it's gonna, you know, it's gonna tank their record trying to make that work, right? It's gonna be kind of like the Suns trying to three guard lineup, if you remember that.
Yeah.
Dragic
Bledsoe and who was
Isaiah?
Isaiah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. it's going to be like that, but then that losing record, the fans are going to be upset, and then the new team owner is going to use that as an extra excuse to leave. Because he's already trying to negotiate a deal to go elsewhere, like, right now, so.
Wouldn't it be so funny if they, like, started, like, 15-0? It, like, worked so well.
Every guard's averaging 20 and 10 assists.
Yeah. You never know. Okay, so...
There's a bit. I'm checking out the free agents. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. I'm checking out the free agents. There's a bit of a developing situation I wasn't aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Thanasis Antetokounmpo is an unrestricted free agent, but Alex Antetokounmpo is a restricted free agent. Do you think the Bucks will be matching any and all offer sheets that come in for Alex to keep him from joining Thanasis and Giannis in Miami?
Yeah.
Why not?
You gotta.
Might as well.
They got to spend some money. You know, I saw
then you have to find another guy to sign.
I saw Thanasis will not be going to Miami.
Ooh,
the Heat are not interested in doing the full family deal.
That's because they need to wait like two more years until they have no cap room anymore, and you have to just bring in bodies.
Yeah,
Giannis should request a trade away from the Heat now.
He should request a trade to Milwaukee. They have both of his brothers.
Yeah.
All right. Kawhi Leonard, the Raptors agreed to. Clippers will receive unprotected first round picks in 31, 33, and 30, and 2033 second round picks, and a 27 first round swap, along with Brandon Ingram, Grady Dick.
27 first round swap rocks. That's just a straight up challenge. Who's going to be better next year?
Yep. That's like a real gamble swap.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's stake next season on this trade.
Yeah.
It's literally a bet.
We should have the FBI look into these guys.
I like everyone saying that Kawhi's going to the Raptors to, like, evade, like, U.S., you know, federal investigation, as if he doesn't play half his games in the U.S.
And is almost certainly going to, you know, keep his living here.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a fine trade. I think it's fun. I think it's a fun trade.
It seemed random to me because I didn't follow the Raptors enough last year to think that they might be one Kawhi away. But I will say my first thought was just it seemed wild to bet on him. He's 35. I can't imagine him being healthy much in Toronto. But
yeah. I mean, he had a healthy last season. I mean, consider this. So this team. You know, as it was with Brandon Ingram and Grady Dick, Scottie Barnes, RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley. I'm not naming everyone, but more notable names, mm-hmm. Garrett Temple. They were the 5 seed.
Hmm.
So, you know, take Ingram away and swap that with Kawhi Leonard. That's not bad.
Maybe they have better health care over there and they can keep him healthy.
That's true.
Hey. Or if he tears his ACL, he can do the state-assisted suicide.
He went there so they can put him down when it's great. Yeah. They're sending Kawhi to the farm upstate.
Oh, no. if he's healthy, I think that's like a playoff threat team if Scottie Barnes can keep improving.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair. You know, it's the East. So, you know, yeah. They just saw the Knicks kind of do some random stuff, and it worked. So you got to figure decent bet, but it did see, I was not expecting it. I was not like coming into the offseason thinking like, ooh, Toronto's a piece away.
Yeah.
It worked last time they traded.
Yeah. I mean,
play the hits.
Like the fan, that's the trade you make, and the fans aren't going to be mad about it, even if it doesn't work out.
No, I mean, and again, they're not, in terms of players, they're not giving up much at all. And picks in the 2030s, who knows how good your team is there. I don't have much of a problem with it. The Clippers didn't get much.
Yeah, and I think it makes sense for the Clippers too. The whole Kawhi era did not amount to anything at all.
Besides injuries
and losing a ton of draft picks. So now they get some draft picks again, so.
Yeah, if you weren't going to extend him, might as well ship him off to the one team that he was down to be traded to, apparently.
Yeah, now the Clippers have some room to build up again. So,
I'm worried about this LeBron situation. Right. I don't want to in like 10 years look at his Wikipedia page and see like his last team. He did like 1 year in Minnesota. That would be so annoying.
Oh, it's going to be Golden State.
Good. You think so?
I'm curious. Where do you think he's going to go? Because I feel like it only makes sense if he goes to like a team like Golden State, or if he goes back to the Cavs.
I think it's either, if it's not Golden State, which I'm not counting on yet, it's probably the Heat or the Cavs.
I think
I'm fine with that, but if he goes to like the Suns or something, that's going to be annoying.
Yeah, that's garbage.
That ruins his legacy.
More than not doing the dunk contest, we need to get Joe in there for that take, actually.
Yeah.
I think I've been operating like it's going to be the Warriors or the Cavs. I think for some reason to me, it's funny even having Miami in there. I'm like, come on, that's not like family. Like, you don't like Pat Riley. You don't like anybody down there. Don't play. Eric Spoelstra running you around at 44 years old. Don't.
Yeah.
But it'd be cool to see him in that jersey again.
I mean, and also crazy to see him play with freaking Giannis, but like also just, it's like the least LeBron team of all time. LeBron plus two giant guys who can't shoot is like the exact opposite formula that you go for. So I feel like it'll probably be Cleveland, because I feel like he's imagining a crazy playoff run with him and Donovan Mitchell going crazy.
Yeah.
And yeah, Donovan Mitchell putting up like 50 and LeBron throwing him alley-oops would be wild. So I think that makes sense, but I feel like him and Steph Curry are insanely tight now. And
mm-hmm. I mean, he's said many times he's wanted to play with Steph.
Steph doesn't seem too interested.
Yeah, Steph's like, I want to win, man. Damn.
It's funny. I kept seeing the talk of the AD trade, which apparently is not happening anywhere now.
Yeah, the Wizards said they really want it. Just funny because it doesn't sound like AD wants that, but
yeah. So we'll see what happens, but I saw someone, you know, posted like the potential Warriors lineup if, you know, all that were to work out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Steph, LeBron, Draymond, AD, and Kristaps? No, man. That's not working. How do you...
LeBron a shooting guard for 82 games, baby.
You have one, like, real shooter on the court, and it's the guy that also needs to set everyone up.
I think they should try it. I think they should roll it out there.
Why did they re-sign Tingus Pingus?
It's not even a bad deal, because $20 million a year isn't terrible, but again, it's just he's a negative vibes guy for me.
I was saying this yesterday. If there was anyone else in the league that had something like Potts, like Kristaps reportedly has, and is fighting through it and trying to, you know, do what he can to play in the league, I would find that so inspirational. As someone who is like legally disabled, like, I'm like, that's fucking sick. I would be so hyped if it was anyone but Kristaps.
You literally got heartbreaking. The worst person, you know,
worst person, you know, fighting through it.
Yeah.
How many games would that lineup play before they had to call in some Santa Cruz Warriors and bring them into the starting lineup?
Oh, like 15.
if it was at one member going down and them having to replace them, it's in the first game. And if it was all five members going down, it's in the second game.
This is like a lineup, as great as it is, but as old as it is, it's a lineup where at the end of the season, Gui Santos is averaging 22 points a game.
100%. That's
no disrespect to Gui, but it's
Do y'all have any free agents like you're actually hoping for your teams? Like, I know the Kings said they would try for Durin, but it also sounds like that's like you can't really hope for a restricted free agent unless you give him the worst contract of all time, which is always a fun game.
Apparently, they're threatening it. I mean, I saw with Durin, though, the Pistons said they're open to match anything.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they'd be doing that if they didn't just trade away Isaiah Stewart.
Again, though, any team will always say they're probably going to match if they have any interest in negotiating at all, just to try to keep other teams from offering. So
it's such a so interesting, though, because the whole reason Durin's like going to these other teams to talk to them is because he felt like disrespected and lowballed by the Pistons. And so it's so weird for the Pistons to be like, yeah, you're not worth that much, to the point where he's like mad. And then they're like, no, we do want you, though.
Well, you know, the last team that did that with their big man that I remember is Ayton on the Suns. The finals run, when they were like, no, we're not paying you shit, but we'll match whatever comes in, prove you're worth it. And he didn't get anything, but then he also quit on the team.
Yeah.
So, you know, dangerous ball game.
Yeah.
I mean, Nathan's been wanting Durin.
I want Durin. I've really liked him.
It's especially, I mean, he seems like one of the few guys who could really help out defensively next to Sabonis.
Sabonis wants out, by the way.
Ooh,
signing trade.
Pistons?
I mean, they say they're not interested in the sign and trade, but
okay,
you never know. Sabonis wanting out is great news for that team. Dern would be great. Also, Dern's only 22. Like, that's a, I feel like for if you're the Kings,
it's a good bet.
And they're gonna have some space to work with, provided they can salary dump LaVine. Apparently, they're working on waiving DeMar DeRozan, and they're gonna stretch out that money so he can just have the freedom to. Waving him in the respectful sense.
Yeah, go join the Warriors.
They'll have the money to work with.
They're either going to be, if LeBron goes there, they're just going to be team old guys where everybody takes the vet men so they can have one last ride, like the Expendables.
Yeah. Yeah, but Kings, Dern would be cool. Probably won't going to happen, but that'd be an exciting team with like Dern and Acuff.
Yeah. I think Acuff's going to be really fun in Sacramento, so it would be dope to get him some genuine dudes around him.
Yeah, like some guys he can actually like grow with.
Yeah.
If the Kings bring in a bunch of new guys that haven't played there before, they won't immediately become depressed because they won't be around depressed players that have been just sitting there and collecting dust.
What's up with Keegan Murray these days? What's he up to?
I get whatever he's been up to since he got drafted.
Yeah, he was great those first couple seasons.
Mm-hmm. That's what I remembered, but
I
hadn't heard about him.
The concern is there hasn't been much growth since then. I mean, he might just be a system player.
Yeah.
The Doug Christie system's not working for him.
Yeah, he might be succumbing. Nathan said this the other day, so full credit to you, but he said he's been succumbing to the rot. Because.
Any
I mean,
fan of a perennially bad team is familiar with the rot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It seeps into all of them.
Keegan's rookie year, he averaged 12 points per game. Now he's averaging 14 points per game. It's like not bad, but if you were averaging 12, it would be nice to maybe progress a little bit.
Yeah, especially like on teams where they're struggling, it feels like almost anybody can go out and get 20.
He's also like the only defender on that team.
He also did only play 23 games last season.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Season before that, he played most of them, and he averaged 12.4 points instead of 12.2. So
I feel like the light left him when they traded Fox away and they fired Mike Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you one thing about the Kings: they surprise you. They don't let you know their next move when it comes to trading their guards away.
Mm-hmm. They don't let you know, but you know it'll happen.
It's coming, but it's going to surprise you no matter what.
Well, they just traded Devin Carter away.
Where did it go?
Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta.
Oh yeah,
for like nothing in return, pretty much.
That's what you want.
So another first round pick, first round draft pick, guard gone in true Kings fashion.
They didn't get nothing. Got draft rights to a 30-year-old.
Okay. Well.
Oh, who was? Oh, what was the good draft rights that happened in the trade recently? Somebody got the draft rights to like the 59th pick from 2016.
Oh my God, that was the Knicks traded that away. I think
It was in the draft. Yeah, no, they acquired. I think they acquired him. They got the 59th pick from like 11 years ago.
I love that.
I'm that guy. I'm putting that in my bio.
Yeah, that's going on my LinkedIn.
Knicks legend, NBA champion.
Yeah.
I was a member of the New York Knicks organization the same year they won the title. You cannot tell me I'm not a champion.
The Knicks have rights to me. They're entitled to me when they decide that they want me.
Yeah, I'll be ready and waiting. ESPN is asking which team will finish higher in the East next season. Heat with Giannis, Raptors with Kawhi.
Probably the Heat. You know what, though? It's going to be a hot take. The Raptors might be a more rounded team.
They were better this year, right?
Oh, I mean, significantly. So. Well, I say that because they're like five seeds up, but it's actually only a three win difference. So maybe not, but I think they're way, I mean, because the Heat have probably the best front court in the league. Yeah. Is that fair to say?
Mm.
If Giannis is playing power.
Yeah, probably. I'm trying to do a scan, and the other best big guys, you can't really put anybody in that interesting next to them. So,
I mean, if we're talking duos,
yeah,
I think they need a little bit more in that backcourt. I mean, defensively, that backcourt is nice. Davion Mitchell, they still have two, but they need more like guys that Giannis can set up to score too.
Yeah, I mean, you got to
versus like the Raptors still have RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickly.
Yeah, I'm certain the Raptors have more shooting, unless three players died in the past day and a half that I haven't heard about.
Yeah, I think they're more rounded.
I don't know if this is accurate, but you know, I think Spoelstra is probably the best coach in the league. But at the same time, I feel like Miami's kind of underperformed for the past few years. Like, I expected better regular season records out of them. I think their playoff performances were accurate to their talent level, but I feel like they used to overachieve and now they don't. And I feel like the Raptors still kind of do overachieve. So it makes me, I was leaning Raptors, even though the, you know, Heat have the younger, probably better player.
I think the Heat kind of just lost that free agency magic.
Yeah, which, you know, I guess they got never put too much into Jimmy Butler coming to play for you. You know, if he had a long enough career, he'd be on every team for 1.5 years.
Just like I'm looking at the roster right now, the Heat. Now they just extended Wiggins.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So he opted in for, he had 1 year player option at a good size, $28 million, and then they extended him for I think 3 more years for, I want to say, around $15 million a year. And people have some thoughts on that. I think that's a fine move, that extension. Wiggins is great when he has relief elsewhere. You know what I mean?
If he can settle in, be a role player, which is funny because people used to be furious about calling him that. But if he can, he's a really solid dude.
Yeah, and they can set him up to score. It's just, who's your best guard right now? Like, Tim Hardaway? Who's your best point guard right now? Davion? Norman Powell might be leaving, I think.
Y'all sleeping on Pell Larson.
That is true. So, yeah, I don't know what to expect from the Heat. I mean, like, still, that Giannis trade is a good deal.
Yeah, you can get
Giannis. Make that trade.
They weren't going anywhere without him.
So, and you got Bobby Portis, too. So, like, they're starting bigs, great. Backup bigs, great. That's it. So.
What about, go ahead.
No, that's up.
I was to say, what about Jaylen Brown?
Oh yeah. I genuinely, at this point, I still feel like he's probably gone by the end of the week. I have no idea where.
Don't you really want to know which team has an analytics guy who thinks he'd be their seventh best player?
I've been wondering.
It's like it almost has to be the Thunder, right? No one else could even entertain the thought.
Yeah. Context to anyone listening who does not know what that is referencing. I'm finding the tweet right now.
Yeah, old Bobby Marks.
Bobby Marks from ESPN quoted, I had an analytics guy tell me we view Jaylen Brown as the seventh best player on a team.
On a team, a general team.
To which Jaylen Brown quote tweeted, analytics nowadays used to discredit and control narratives. Roll the ball out. None of these guys better than me on both ends. Who does he work for? My favorite part of that is, who does he work for? Jaylen, you just click his name. It's in the bio, dog. It's in the bios right there, man.
I also love analytics these days used to discredit and create narratives. That is actually what they have always been used for forever.
Yeah.
That is what you do. That's kind of everything.
That's kind of the point, man.
But
I have these analytics, but I don't really want to prove anything.
Yes.
Kind of want to look at them.
I just run the numbers and let them just go on the computer.
It probably doesn't mean anything. For a while.
Just for fun.
I just have my calculator doing 1 + 1, you know, infinitely. So I'm like, whoa, those are getting big.
So that actually, while we're here, Jaylen Brown started tweeting throughout the day. So then he tweeted, nobody has won more combined regular season and playoff games since I entered the league 10 years ago.
Oh, which All is right. also a stat. By the way, he's going to be curious to know.
And then he said, analytics have/are ruining the game. We playing AI hoops.
I wanted him to expand on that because I feel like
maybe he's leaking info.
I'm like, if you're a real hooper, like, shouldn't you be able to beat these analytics doofuses in the game that you play against them?
Yeah, but if you've seen Jaylen Brown's Twitter, the last thing he does is expand on anything, which we can get to in a second. So then, Bobby Marks actually replied to Jalen and said, but what wasn't posted was the 2 minutes of saying, I'm not an analytics person, but an eye test guy, that I would want Jaylen Brown on my team, that you impact winning 191-80 in the last 4 years, is a top 10 player and would help any team looking to win a championship. That part, of course, didn't make it, but that's media in 2026. Which Jaylen Brown then replied, state your source.
For anyone out there currently sitting in the cuck chair, Bobby Marks just showed you how to do your damn job. He said, I'm sorry, sir. Can I make it better?
While I'm on his Twitter, I want to highlight some of his recent tweets. June 11th, the neighbor's rice always smells better.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. All right.
A proverb, maybe.
Clickbait is like flopping for media, exaggerating contact. Y'all be safe out here. That one's fine. Your family / tribe are the ones who share your same values. This one's kind of sad. April 12th, I love this team, with a clover emoji. True value takes form when adversity. It's like just basic, like, look, I think about things, you know?
Yeah.
No context, March 10th. This is the shit I be talking about. I'm trying to find one. I can't find it, but what he has pinned is just the energy is about to shift, and that was 2 years ago.
He's not wrong. It's been shifting ever since.
Here's my theory about Jaylen. Oh, this, I found it. February 7th, there is great evil in this world. Don't be naive to it. No context about what that evil is.
Brad Stevens.
Could be.
He's not anyway.
Wrong. Yeah. My theory is that the Celtics knew he'd be upset about... No. Maybe not the Celtics. That wouldn't make as much sense. Whoever's trying to get Jaylen Brown is trying to tank the value.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. So they leaked the information about these traits that the Celtics have been trying to push, right? Knowing that Jaylen would crash out on Twitter and lower his trade value even more.
I'm honestly, it's probably what is actually happening.
You think so?
But I feel like I'm not a big Jaylen Brown fan, but isn't it weird there aren't like any teams publicly interested in him?
I do find that strange because I also like
he's a great player.
I feel like my issues of him as a person are, I've made very clear at this point. Yeah. And I've not forgotten the fact that he was signed with a Donda sports agency.
I had forgotten, but that's hilarious.
And forgot that he was a huge advocate for the Donda University. Academy, despite all the weird shit that was coming out about there. He might just not be the smartest guy. You know, some people aren't, and that's fine.
You can be fake. It's not a crime.
But yeah, I'm surprised because all that aside, like, he is a great player.
He did just bring the Celtics to like a three seed or something.
He absolutely helped carry them while Tatum was out.
Yeah, he has a Finals MVP, and like, I mean, Tatum's the better player, like, obviously, but that's not sure. That wasn't a fraud Finals MVP. He was better in that Finals.
Yeah, he was key in. Granted, like, the Celtics don't have a bad team.
Mm-mm. No, they've been
even without Tatum. It was Brown carrying. Yeah, sure, but that backcourt is also like so well put together. And they've always had great depth. But yeah, I'm kind of surprised that a trade hasn't happened yet.
I would take him on the Kings.
That's the team I was kind of thinking of. Like, why wouldn't the Kings be like, yeah, like, give us a shot?
I think it's just because what do the Kings have
to give back?
Sabonis, the white guy they can give to the Celtics.
True.
Sabonis to Brad Stevens is true. Powerful connection.
Just the Danny Ainge legacy lives on.
That's a good point. Utah, you could give them Sabonis.
Yeah, we can get a...
Utah has like five bigs, and I think they're all white.
You'd have to ask for Jaren back.
Ooh, I'd take Jaren.
Jaren's dope. I read all the pieces about how he's gotten worse over the past couple of years in Memphis, but who hasn't gotten worse in Memphis?
Yeah, I was gonna say everyone got worse in Memphis, so that doesn't mean much.
Yeah.
If you're getting worse, there's no better fit than the Kings.
I like betting on pissed off stars. Like, you know, if the Kings go all in for Jaylen Brown and like he's that dude, then he's gonna be like, yeah, I rep Sacramento now because they're the only ones who believed in me when everybody else was a hater.
Yeah, I think that's also partially with like Durin.
Yeah.
I mean, I think also he's going straight to the Kings first to talk to them because like he just, it's just money. They'll pay.
Yep.
But then he's going to play like, oh, well, they were the ones willing to pay me. Like, fuck you guys. So, yeah, I'm surprised about the lack of interest in Brown.
Like, pretty crazy that Jaylen Brown's, like, on the market and instead team – and I know there's positional difference here, but, like, instead the Timberwolves were jumping at LaMelo Ball.
Yeah, here's my actual theory, though, is the way Jaylen carries himself – and has been talking. I think if he's traded somewhere, he wants to be the guy.
Yeah.
And I don't think that works on a lot of these teams.
That's fair.
He could be the guy on the Kings, but I don't think they would do anything.
Yeah. You know, it's like who
for saying that Jaylen Brown is going to find you on Twitter and kill you.
Yeah. State your source.
Well, he'd be the best player on the team, not the seventh.
Yeah. But I can't think of another team where like a contending team. That would be like, Jaylen would be good. We'll trade for that where he would be the guy. You know, like the Nuggets are interested. Okay, but he's not there to be the guy.
Yeah.
If he went to the Warriors, he could be the guy in like 2 years when everyone retires.
Yeah.
I'm proud of them for not going after it because it wouldn't be a good move, but I'm kind of surprised like he's not already a Chicago Bull.
Oh, that'd be good.
That is surprising. What have they been doing, Bulls?
Tearing down to the studs finally. Kind of building around Josh Giddey, which maybe I kind of count that as the same thing.
Yeah, I'm you know, I'm so surprised that they moved away from Kobe White and Io.
The Io one doesn't feel great, but I guess also they weren't going to be, they're still so far away. I think honestly they're planning for the next timeline. I think it's Caleb Wilson time in Chicago, and they're gonna see what they can do with him and Giddey, which again. Wild.
Have I missed something? Has everyone forgiven Giddey now or something? Do they forget?
No, it's just that they don't watch him.
Yeah. I think mostly forgot that he exists is probably.
I think no one's really watching the Bulls right now, so it's kind of, yeah. Also, I forgot to mention earlier the Io deal for the Wolves, which I originally was like, that's a great deal. And they clearly like moved Randall so they could afford that.
Yeah.
But then immediately got LaMelo. So I'm like, okay, so is Io not starting? Because I don't think he'd fit at small.
Positions are out.
That's what it's feeling like right now.
But not for the good team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trying to think. Yeah, I don't know Jaylen. I think wherever he goes is going to be everyone's like, oh, didn't expect that. That's going to be how that goes.
Yeah. Speaking of Randall, can we get Randall to the Kings?
I think I saw he's really happy to be in Brooklyn.
Because he's back in New York.
That's just a location based thing.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I saw the Hornets might be interested in Jaylen Brown.
That would make sense. That's like the kind of team that should be. See if he's as like, you know, maybe take a flyer on if he's as good as he thinks he is.
Especially like the trades they've been making seem to be setting up the space for that.
Yeah, like Khan and Brandon would go nice with a guy who could make them not have to be the number one guy.
Yeah, and then they definitely have like draft capital to use.
Is he woke enough to?
Oh, it looks like Joe is coming in right now.
Joe's coming in just to tell us if Jaylen Brown is woke enough for the Hornets.
Yeah.
Hello, Joe.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yo. Yep.
Loud and clear.
I am walking my dog outside, so okay. I apologize if you can hear the 95 degree heat. My sincere apologies.
Not the only instance of Joe beefing with the Heat.
Looks like Joe also got traded alongside Giannis.
It's true. It's the Heat's revenge on the entire state of Wisconsin.
All right, we have a question for you.
Okay.
Is Jaylen Brown woke enough to be traded to the Hornets?
Thinker.
Because we were saying earlier, they have been woking it up.
Sure. Google just turned off my camera. Sorry. It was like, you're on the go. Turn your camera off and like did it for me. That's a great question. I feel like the Hornets are like cleaning house of any possible off the court, like scandal issue of any sort, but like adding guys who are bad people on the court. So
yes,
and
yes.
The Grayson Allen edition, and the like Miles Bridges and LaMelo offloading.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think the Hornets add him. I think all their stuff is enough for them to be like, no, we'd rather have Peyton Pritchard's cool dribbling moves video than Jaylen Brown's stuff. That's just my take. I'm not breaking news here that Peyton Pritchard to the Hornets. I'm just a take here.
Get back to breaking news.
I have some news.
Okay.
Free agent 7-footer Brandon Carlson has agreed to a 1-year, $2.5 million deal to sign with the Trailblazers.
Hmm. Not a guard. That's interesting.
So they've been listening in and realized that they might be making a mistake.
How excited does everyone think the Nets free agent feel compared to their draft office?
They're probably still cheering.
They're going nuts.
They're cheering because they don't have to do anything.
That's why Julius Randle's so excited to go there. He's just like, it's just a great vibe in Brooklyn, man. They're always cheering.
It's like the richest guy on the team. Probably feels cool.
Yeah, are they doing anything? Are the Nets doing anything this year?
Yeah.
I think they should want to win games, right? Like, I don't think they have their pick this next year. Like, they should want to be at least not terrible.
Yeah.
But
good heavens.
We got a nice hot breeze rolling through.
I'll try to mute
my mic when we get some breeze through. I apologize.
No, you're fine. I'm finding out right now that the Nets have one traditional center, according to ESPN. There's only one guy listed at center, and that's De'Ron Sharp.
Are you a legend?
Also worth keeping in mind, they have Michael Porter Jr.
I did forget that. That's a negative vibes team.
And at $38 million salary, good luck moving that, and good luck winning, and good luck having players like each other on that team.
I think it's incredible. I was chewing on what Joe said about the Hornets. And while he's spot on, I think it's incredible to note just the sheer presence of off-the-court shit they had on that team that were like, mm-hmm. Oh, they shipped out all the guys who had off the court shit, and they still have Brandon Miller.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You don't even think about him. The other guys were so going so nuts.
Yeah, the Nets are not doing anything this year. They also just waived Zaire Williams, I think. Am I wrong? Didn't waive, and they declined the team option.
Mm.
He was averaging 10 points per game. So
that's 10 more points for Michael Porter Jr. to go grab for himself.
Oh, good heavens. Yeah, they're not doing anything. Let's see. How much is Brandon Ingram getting paid? Let me check that really quick.
Are the Nets the slam dunk worst team in the league next season, or is somebody competing with them?
The
Jazz and the Wizards are trying.
Grizzlies. Now. Grizzlies.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
No one. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. How much? Sorry, I'm trying to figure out Clippers' salary. Oh, yeah, Brandon Ingram's on a 38 mil.
Isn't it funny? The Eastern Conference is so bad that even the two like most pathetic Western Conference teams right now are the Far East ones.
Yeah. You know, John Collins getting paid $26 million.
This is really sad, but that was a full-on, genuine, he's still in the league thing for me when you said
really?
That. And yeah, I hadn't thought. And not this isn't even true because I had thought about him a couple of days ago because somebody said that Caleb Wilson's like low end outcome could be like a John Collins if he doesn't develop further, which is pretty complimentary. I mean, that's a high end outcome for a low end. Even then, I didn't think about, is he on a team right now?
Yeah, he's on the Clippers.
They have assembled some guys over the past couple of years in LA. Let's
see, yeah, getting Ingram in return, I think their free agency situation, the Clippers gonna be kind of rough unless they try to flip another contract. Look at that John Collins, $26 million. Darius Garland, $39 million. Brandon Ingram, $38 million. Sheesh. Some people disagree, but I think Darius Garland, he can be worth that money, those payments.
He's got a guaranteed running mate because the Clippers have just re-signed Kobe Sanders to a four-year, $11.2 million deal after he had a successful rookie season with them.
Okay. I only learned this the other day. Kobe Sanders, 6'8" at guard?
Oh, hell yeah. That's darn near Delano Banton numbers.
Speaking of tall guards.
My favorite archetype.
Ben Simmons.
He did nothing wrong, folks. You heard it from Ben Simmons.
He did nothing wrong. he's trying to work his way back into the league, and honestly, I am here for it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think he spent all that time out of the league to think of that excuse?
That would trouble me, that he like still couldn't be like, damn, I fucked up there, if I was a team considering it. I admit that would bother me. But, maybe that's what you got to do. Maybe that's why he's a professional athlete and I'm not.
He saved the Thibel slam by going, that's my boy, though, at the end.
Yeah.
Pro move. And that's a pro move.
It's so funny because I feel like all you'd have to say for people to kind of like empathize with you would just be like, I was just going through it, man.
Like, I fucked up. Like,
I was in my head.
Yeah, I should have dunked that. My bad.
Yeah.
That would have been better than that, whatever he said.
Yeah.
I support him still.
Okay, I support him too. I want to see him in the league. I genuinely do.
Even when he was on the Nets, I had a hope the Wizards would trade for him just because I'm like, I saw him when he was younger. That dude was amazing.
Yeah.
He rocked. Like we could have worked past the shooting issues. There was just obviously a lot going on.
I think at that peak, he had genuinely earned that max deal.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like the future. It looked like him and Embiid were going to be unbeatable, man. He was a stud.
It feels like he could probably still like physically be able to do what he was doing before.
Yeah, if his back's fixed, like when he walked on when he first his first day in the NBA, he was one of the best athletes in the league. Like
yeah, I think a lot of people forget that him not being in the league is more so because he was having nerve issues in his back than like what happened on the Sixers.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's like not that he hasn't had tons of shit going on, but if like you talk to somebody about Zion and they're like, oh, he's overweight, you're like, I mean, it's not necessarily what some of these injuries are.
Yeah.
I also think Ben Simmons can physically still do it if the physically doing it is not dunking when you're under the hoop.
I can do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry guys, I physically cannot resist a dunk when I'm under the hoop.
I have a theory that dunking must hurt because so many very tall men don't dunk when they should.
That's what the NBA players love saying. It's really painful on the hand or wrist.
Yeah,
especially if you like miss one.
Remember? He like dislocated his finger or something like that.
Was that caught in the net or was that hitting the rim?
I think it was hitting the rim. It was when he dunked on John Collins.
Oh.
And he gave John Collins a concussion. And he got hurted.
If you concuss the person you dunked on, it is officially a baptism. Word to Matt.
Yeah. True.
Let's see. Okay, so while we wait for some news while we're still here, I'm kind of looking at the standings right now.
Mick 10 did say he thinks it's Cleveland like all the way for LeBron, but he had also a hilarious quote included that I wanted us to acknowledge where he said, this is why he's going to go back to Cleveland. Okay. I don't have sources. Maybe it is, but it's got nothing to do with basketball. He doesn't care about winning titles anymore. Apparently it's because the only place that accepts him, embraces him, celebrates him for everything that he is Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow.
These people burned his jersey.
Yeah.
And fine, I don't care, but like, what the hell? Any city would accept LeBron James. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no one's going to be like, what? Especially if it's like, he's also like not going to take a lot of salary out of the cap space of whichever team he goes to, because apparently that's not the issue for him right now.
He's literally taking a discount. Everyone's fine having one of the at worst, three greatest NBA players in history take his final ride on their team because he's still good.
Yeah, which in turn also is going to help you get cheap free agents.
Yeah, and people are going to talk about you. I mean, sure, there's a couple people who won't, but, like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like Golden State fan. I mean, you let me know, Jared. Do Golden State fans not want LeBron?
I actually saw a tweet earlier today. I wish I saved it. But it was a somewhat popular, I think, Golden State fan account that was saying that LeBron to the Warriors would be lame because it means that we're no longer embracing rivalries. And we need to keep things back like the WWE days.
What is the point their rivalry is right now?
I'm like, bro, these rivals are friends off the court.
Yeah,
yeah. What?
They're hanging out.
Draymond calls him my king.
Yeah. It's, yeah. There's people that'd be weird about it, for sure.
I think people will say they don't want him, but I don't think anyone's going to complain if we got him.
Yeah, all Steph has to do is say that he wants him, and then, like, Warriors fans are going to run with Steph.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing some updates right now, not about LeBron. I feel like the LeBron signing, that's going to take, like, days.
Yeah, there's a report saying that LeBron is not in a rush to pick a team right now.
Yeah, he's going to listen to offers.
TV special or something.
Yeah.
you guys talking LeBron? You mean Bill Hader's friend in Trainwreck?
Oh,
that was my joke. That was my joke I thought of yesterday. pretending to be a guy that only knows actors that are professional athletes in movies and shows. You guys see Brett Favre in There's Something About Mary? You guys see that?
As themselves. Athletes appearing as themselves. That's so good.
Michael Jordan, Bugs Bunny's teammate.
Space Jam, that's an all-timer.
Kareem, the pilot?
Kareem in Airplane? Yeah.
All right, I just saw some news. Here we go. Walker Kessler reportedly receiving offers starting in the high $30 million range.
Ooh.
Annually.
It sounded like he was pissed off. I rooted for him for one season in college before he transferred. He can be a little flighty, maybe. Sounds like he picked off that Utah didn't give him the Big Max up front.
He's in LA right now talking to the Lakers.
That'd be a really solid move with Luka. That's a legit shot blocker and lob threat and such.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good move. $30 million annually is a lot.
Well, if that happened, they'd end up being an extremely white team, which Lakers fans would like.
Boy, it's going to be a hell of a look rolling out a big three of Walker Kessler, Luka Doncic, and Austin Reeves.
They brought Boston into California. Gold. Donald Sterling is just upset right now that he can't have that.
Walker's a restricted free agent.
Yeah, he's RFA.
It's so interesting hearing, like, plans from the Lakers about what they're pretending to contend next year when they appear to have Austin Reeves, Luka Doncic, and absolutely nothing else.
It's also the Lakers do this thing. It's kind of the Kings do this too, where they're like, we got to get these guys some help. Let's only talk to RFAs and then just let ourselves be used as leverage for other teams and then come out with nothing.
They have to appear that they want to sign these guys when they know they actually won't. That's the move.
Yeah. Like a rebound team to get their old team back.
They do this. I mean, this is like the Lakers historically do this. I'm trying to find a specific example if I have this right. Yes. Okay. So, yeah, they do this. The Lakers especially, they talk to all these guys. They let themselves get used as leverage. And then the fans are like, well, who are you going to sign? You have to spend money. Because the Lakers have always felt like if we have open salary, it looks bad for us.
Yeah.
And then they go out and, you know, like give, like, you know, Timofey Mozgov $64 million.
And they offered Dennis Schroeder like so much money and he didn't take it.
That was crazy.
That was
crazy. Biggest bag fumble of all time. That would keep me awake at night. That'd be awful.
Went straight to Boston afterwards.
Yeah.
Could have had LA and like $100 million or be on a 1-year deal in Boston. Good Lord.
You'd probably be on the Nets right now. Salary dump.
I'm looking at the available free agents, just a list, and to get a really rough sense, not to be too bad, but I did a quick filter by sort by points just to see who the kind of big names are here. I have my prediction for the Lakers' big free agent signing. I'm going with Nikola Vucevic.
Mm.
I think that's who they get.
Okay.
I feel like they should see if they could get Benedict Mathurin, but he's an RFA, so never mind. There are no unrestricted free agents, like, really.
Yeah, it's not too great right now.
They don't exactly need Norm Powell over there, and I can't imagine James Harden's going to go.
No, I mean, James Harden is staying at the Cavs. What I've seen is that he only opted out of that contract so that they could have some room to pay LeBron if he's interested.
It's like most, the couple, like, decent players, unrestricted free agents that are still available were basically already Lakers. Like, LeBron, obviously, Rui's there. So I have no clue what their path to improving in the offseason is.
Do they want Sabonis?
You
can get LeBron, the king on the Kings.
Okay.
The Kings deserve him because they're the ones who had the LeBron James kid come in and introduce him.
Mm-hmm. They did?
Oh, yeah. Like, that's years so sick. Ago.
Believe that LeBron's first game was in the SAC.
I think you're right.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
But yeah, they brought him in like 10, 15 years later or whatever. It was like, LeBron James.
That's so sick, actually. I love that.
Yeah, the Kings did good work.
Here's a question. What kind of return could the Kings get for Sabonis? Like, what value is there?
I feel like he's got...
I think he has value.
Yeah, I think he does. I feel like y'all as Kings fans are probably, to me, maybe even a little more down on him than, like, anyone in the league would be, so...
Yeah.
I think it's just because there is no defense on this team.
Yeah.
And then when you have him as, like, arguably your best guy, it really shows his lack of defense.
It was great when we had Mike Brown, because he turned, like, everyone on that team into a good defensive player.
Man, but Mike Brown, redemption board full of
things. Yeah, I'm looking at
I mean, at minimum, I feel like unless you're doing it where you get like some sort of challenge trade where you can do like the like Randall Cat style trade where you find somebody else who's a little disgruntled, I feel like at mm-hmm. minimum you're getting a first round pick back. Obviously, you're hoping to get two, but I don't know what his contract situation is. I don't know how reasonable that would be.
Here, I feel like. Here's a deal that I feel is somewhat realistic, is that him and maybe a little bit of compensation for Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you need a big, right? Probably not going to get Durin. I think the Pistons are just going to match whatever the Kings offer him, which is too bad. While this is not, you know, like going to be, you know, anyone's first choice of like, yes, this is our elite big that we need. Mitchell Robinson is probably not going to be staying with the Knicks.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. And how much is he going to ask for? 10 mil, 15 mil?
Yeah, probably. In like,
you know, for like a 2-year deal. Mm-hmm. How bad is that?
King's got
he's a Southern guy. He might like it in SAC more than New York.
Yeah. SAC has plenty of farmland.
Call it. He's the light cow town. Jackson called it.
Yeah, I feel like that is what the Kings should be exploring.
I love it. I feel like it's even maybe Boston fans get mad about it, but they also pissed.
They get mad about anything. It's
And I feel like
disrespect to Adam. Adam's more reasonable for sure. Shout out Adam. But
I feel like it works. I mean, obviously, as long as you have Tatum, you got a chance to win. So you're building to win at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And Boston. It's got a lot, still continues to have good depth even after they had to sell a bunch of players. And typically plays really strong team defense, so I feel like they can hide him. And they have no bigs at all.
There you go.
They got big toasted by the damn Sixers, you know? You losing to the Sixers in the playoffs, you got a problem.
Yeah, that's no good. I don't know what else the Kings can do. I mean, they're not going to get anything notable in return for Zach LaVine. You know, that's just, let's be real. Fuck it. Okay, trade Sabonis and, you know, whatever Celtics want for Brown. Salary dump, Zach LaVine for, I don't know, Jeremy Grant?
Okay.
Would the Grizzlies do that? I mean, do the Grizzlies even care right now?
I don't think so.
Because to me, that jaw trade was just a mutual salary dump.
I saw the write-up for the Grizzlies was, and, you know, this is I recognize, you know, there are some very strong players in here, but this is a real some life comes at you fast shit. The new core for the Grizzlies is Cameron Boozer, Zach Edey, and Cedric Coward. Say goodbye to Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. and Desmond Bane.
A new era is here.
That was, so weird. That was like a good team.
In record time. A new era is here in record time.
All of the guys in the original core are still like 27 years old or younger. It's like if the Thunder had traded Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant like within like 2 years of trading James Harden. The next year, I guess, actually, because Bane's only been gone a year, right?
What happened?
I really don't know. I was asking somebody the other day, like, how much worse did Ja actually get on the court? Because
of the suspension? That's like ruined everything.
He had injuries too.
Yeah,
to be like, fair.
Is it like a Tiger Woods situation who also had injuries, but where he just like lost his mental edge and he was never the same? Like, if Ja can't wave guns around, is he just not that dude?
But then it's like also like the whole team just.
I mean, I was in the write up they had for it, they were pretty low on him for the Blazers because apparently he's been getting to the rim less every year for the last 5 years.
Yeah. Or whatever. He can't shoot.
Is a really bad sign, yeah, for a guy that can't shoot.
Yeah, I think, didn't he say that he like doesn't want to dunk that much anymore because it's like he's worried about getting hurt?
Which is like, that's reasonable, but as if you're that explosive, you can still lay it up.
Yeah, like, and I think that also was it. That kind of makes it make sense for the team because I think him just pressuring the hoop was probably the engine for the entire unit. Mm-hmm. You know, like a Russell Westbrook team would have been, where it's just he sprints to the hoop and then everybody else works from there.
Speaking of, Westbrook has some interest apparently with Wizards.
Oh, he's coming back.
Mutual interest there, from what I've seen.
Imagine he becomes as good again. He's averaging a triple double.
Someone's got to do it.
They're reiterating again that the Wizards will not trade Anthony Davis and that the Golden State's still doing everything they can for LeBron.
That's so funny with AD because I feel like what happened was the Warriors, like, it came out that the Warriors were interested in AD as a way to get LeBron. But I feel like that happened without them ever talking to the Wizards.
Yeah, I feel the same.
It's kind of like the idea was out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the Warriors were like just discussing it seriously, and I feel like all of this hits ESPN and is like dominating, and then, you know, I just imagine being like the Wizards jam and you just turn on TV and it's just all this and you're like, what the what the fuck, like, we never talked to anyone. We're not doing that.
You could tell that was kind of the way it came about because the Warriors package didn't make any sense because they had to send back Butler, and it was like, why would the team that just drafted AJ DeBanta trade for Jimmy Butler to play in front of him?
Plus, it's a very, meanwhile, very injured Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Nico Harrison is like, please do this trade, Wizards. Please.
And honestly,
let me not be the laughingstock for once.
It might just be that every person involved in the Luka Doncic trade out of Dallas is cursed for the rest of their careers with weird ass trades and moves.
Because I think about it. I'm like, I don't know. The Warriors really don't have anything to offer for AD unless they trade away every single first round pick they own.
Yeah, and it's not really like the process generally that you see over there. So
it's funny too because the Wizards could be like, well, look how much AD was worth. You know, he was worth Luka. True, that's what happened, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of the discourse around the Luka trade obviously like was very disrespectful to AD and his value and skill set. But at the same time, the Wizards got AD for like nothing.
Yeah, basically free.
What did they give up again?
Daniel Gafford went back, I know. Maybe like one other guy, maybe a second round pick or something. It was basically free. I had assumed the Wizards should, if they look at him medically, see he can get healthy, play with him for the first half of the year, and then trade him at the trade deadline to a more of a contender, because like this isn't the team to do anything. It's not like they need to be serious in extending Anthony Davis. But I don't see any reason, if you think he will be healthy at all, to not try to play him some to get his value up. Like, let him show that he's still that dude and then flip him out.
Maybe they'll get Luka through him.
Okay, but so only, I have.
But we have to get Nico Harrison as well.
I have that Wizards trade with the Mavs.
Okay, zero.
So it was the Mavs send Anthony Davis, Jaden Hardy, D'Lo, and Dante Exum to the Wizards for Chris Middleton, AJ Johnson, Malachi Branham, Marvin Bagley III, two first-round draft picks.
Ooh, first round
and three second-rounders.
Let me see what those are. Because I think I remember wanting to die when I saw the two first-rounders now.
The first-rounders, I got you, are one was the Thunder's 2026.
Okay, cool.
And then the other is a Warriors top a Warriors top 20 protected pick in 2030.
There we go. Yeah, I'm not worried about that at all.
So, yeah, that's
14 bench players and two fake first round picks is what it took to get Anthony Davis out of Dallas.
So I feel like if you're comparing to that, I mean, the Warriors could match that with like four firsts.
Yeah, like I think the trades are, yeah, like when it comes, I'm not expecting to get a ton for him, and I'm really hoping they don't extend both him and Trey, because then we're just like going all in on this weird team.
Because that's the thing. I'm like, why are you so like, are you not listening to any trade offers if you're also not going to extend him?
Yeah, so I'm like, maybe it's, I like having him help develop the youth. I think it would actually be pretty cool to see him play next to Alex Sarr. Like, that sounds like hell for people to try to score against in terms of just pure length, even though I don't think Sarr is really that kind of defender yet. But he doesn't make any real sense on team. So I'm hoping it'll be get some value and then flip him, see if you can get like two decent picks out of it or something. I'm not expecting too much, but we'll see. Yeah. He also has to stay healthy, which it's Anthony Davis. You never know.
Yeah. I mean, like, I hope he does, obviously. Yeah. But
I mean, cool. I mean, the first day he plays, he'll be the best player to play in a Wizards uniform since when?
Yeah.
Like, he's probably at this point, and he's probably still at this point a good bit better than Pete John Wall if he's still the guy he was the past couple of seasons.
Hey, if he is, then I'd say easily. Yeah. And that's not even any disrespect to John Wall.
Anthony Davis has been a legit like top 10 player in this league.
Prime and healthy AD is insane.
And the last time, I mean, Wizards haven't had a player who's a top 10 player in this league in my life. So it'll be cool to see him there. If he's still got that in the tank, I hope he does. But I do expect to be trading him out and hope they do.
Go ahead.
Between the two, who's hitting the Dougie better than you think? It's got to be John Wall.
Yeah.
No contest. And never forget also that John Wall hitting that in his before his first game when he got introduced is what made Colin Coward say be racist to him for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
I was going to mention the Colin Cowherd, like, hey, LeBron, we got it. Ben Simmons is here, quote. that's my favorite quote.
You nailed that. And it made, for a second, I was like, that could be my ringtone.
All right. I got to head out, but I want to leave you with one more thing, fellas. I don't mean, I'm sure you've already discussed it, and I just came in late, but. Please discuss the news that Thanasis is not following Giannis to the Heat.
we actually started with that.
I knew it. Never mind. You already. I don't want to rehash it.
I mean the Heat. Yeah, because the Heat, I guess, have said they're not interested in doing a whole family thing.
Oh no, this is a Thanasis, purely Thanasis decision. This is not a Heat organization decision.
Oh, okay, right.
Thanasis has let Rihanna know. Alex is leaving his options open.
The Lakers' big move is going to be giving Thanasis $20 million.
He's holding out for that Lakers RFA failed money.
Yeah, they're going to give him the Timofey Mozgov.
All right, fellas, always a joy. I apologize for my breezy audio there for a bit, but
you're fine.
So
maybe the Wizards are just saying no to all calls right now just to build up the offers.
Maybe they're having a really hard time executive functioning and just can't answer the phone.
Yeah.
Like, it's just been a really overwhelming day for the Wizards, and they need to throw the phone on do not disturb, not field any calls for Davis, and just have a little self-care tonight.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's like that.
Even if you're running a sports team.
They might also think free agency starts tomorrow.
It's one of those two things.
So they're like, you know, everyone's at home. They're like, yeah, we're not going to listen to anything because, like, we don't know what,
you know, they're not supposed to be talking about
teams are looking like.
There has been a suspicious lack of Wizards news. That really might be the case.
Yeah, it has. There's been nothing. There's been absolutely nothing.
I think it's really funny. The Wizards, like, this was a thing even with the old front office, but especially with the new front office. Like, one of their really big things is to they have no leaks. Like, their everything they do comes out like as it's happening. And they show a pretty good job of that. Like, the Anthony Davis stuff and the Trae Young stuff went pretty under the radar until it happened.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But it's so funny to me because I think it's just like the funniest concept ever to have an NBA front office who's obsessed with keeping their bad decisions private, and like brag about how quiet they keep all their fuck ups all the time. And it's like, you didn't know about it till it happened. It was like, it's the worst trade in the past 10 years. Don't brag that it was secret.
Yeah.
Maybe the reason why teams are doing better is because that stuff does get leaked and then they get feedback.
Exactly. Everybody, they get, they used to be theorizing about that. I can't remember who, but it was either like an old, like Celtics or like Timberwolves play or something where they were literally like, we think the team is like floating, trading him on social media to see how the fans will react.
I mean,
it's not a bad idea to do that.
If Wolves fans like last week knew that there were talks involving Naz Reid, there would be riots. I mean, you have the governor tweeting about Naz Reid getting traded.
Also, you know what I mean? Like, that's got to feel so shitty for Julius Randle for you to go and everybody be like, all right, bye, salary dump. And then Naz Reid goes out and they're like, no.
Yeah, like Naz, people are so sad. Like,
and they get probably the government is involved.
Literally, yeah. Your backup is the one that they're sad for.
I was surprised. One of my old friends who's a Wolves fan, I saw that trade and I was scared for him. But he changed his profile picture on Instagram to LaMelo Ball wearing a Wolves jersey.
Oh.
It's not all bad for Wolves.
Okay.
I guess so. It's just very different characters.
Mm-hmm.
Do say we give it a few more minutes, see if some other news comes in. But I am curious, can we circle back on how does Ant and LaMelo, how do they work together? With Io?
I was doing my little trade breakdown readings. They were convincing me that LaMelo is a legit, like, you know, top offensive creator in this league, on par, like, with this kind of move. But so I guess it's a pretty exciting, I think, idea to give him Ant and Gobert. But I mostly, my reaction's the same way, one to the Kawhi trade, which is, I'm like, what are the odds LaMelo plays more than half a season, like, each year?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's before you even factor in the car wrecks.
That's going to be rough. Did you see that video of LeVar Ball grading the trade?
No.
For the Wolves, he gave it an A+, and okay, for the Hornets, he gave it an F.
I'd love to hear
some bias there.
You read up, he's just got like 10 paragraphs on why those first round picks Minnesota gave up aren't going to be worth anything. You're like, oh, this is actually pretty good. I take it back. You're right. They probably will be running a lot of floppy action Spain pick and roll up in Minnesota with LaMelo and Ant. That's a great point, LaVar. Thank you.
Let me ask
you. Yeah, he has like a Substack where he's like grading every single trade. It's like, oh yeah, this makes so much sense.
Yeah, Jared, it does seem weird. It seems like all three of them are on, all three guards are on ball guards.
That's what, like, I'm saying. Like,
I don't, it was funny to me, like, not, funny's a bad word since I was going to say it's when Dante DiVincenzo went down, but like, everybody was like, oh, they need, you know, oh God, where's their point guard? It's like, I mean, Ant's really the point guard, right? You just need another person to stand over there.
Yeah. Also, they're great pick and roll potential, but with what bigs?
I mean, because
Gobert can't catch lobs. He can hardly run anymore. Nas is gone.
In the end of the playoffs, he was looking like when old Dwight Howard was on the Hawks, and the ball rolled past him in a playoff game, and he couldn't bend over far enough to pick it up.
Ugh. He got exploited so badly in the playoffs, too. I mean,
which was incredible because he honestly had a brilliant series against Jokic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He probably felt like he got the monkey off his back, and then – got rewarded with Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, who, again, I pulled up the stats last time, didn't I? Like, he was awful.
Yeah, he had like 0 points or something in the final game.
Yeah, he was like god awful. I don't know if they have other moves lined up. Again, see, this is the thing though, that I feel like with signing Io to that much money was like when they did that, there was no idea that they would be able to get LaMelo. Like, I feel like that was not an idea at the time. Like, they probably had not discussed it at all yet.
Yeah.
So they're like, if we, you know, we'll salary dump Randall, give Io some money, mm-hmm. and then we'll go get ourselves a big. Now what?
Go look at the roster. Because I'm checking who are on this team. Who's on this team?
Let's see. According to Mark Stein, the Warriors have other moves lined up if they're able to get LeBron. Well, yeah, man, I hope so. You have like seven guys on salary right now.
I hope every team has multiple moves lined up. I got to be honest.
Yeah, if they're not able to get LeBron.
Yeah.
Number one on every team's list every year.
Lakers already fucked up. Jared, you made a lot of good points, but unfortunately you forgot about 19-year-old Joan Berenger on the Timberwolves.
Oh, right.
Who is 6'11 and going to take them to the promised land.
Okay.
Where is this guy from? Sounds like an international player. He is. He's French. Oh, my gosh. They're rolling out an all-French front court.
No.
LaMelo, Anthony Edwards, and two French guys and Jaden McDaniels is a crazy team.
Yeah, this might be a really problematic team.
Did y'all see what was the joke that was going around, like the license joke?
No. What was that?
Whatever it was, like, we got, like, see if I can get it. I probably have to check, make sure it's safer pod anyways.
Uh-oh. Looks like Lakers are betting on losing Rui Hachimura.
Mm-hmm. How much will that affect them?
You know, he had some good games for them when he needed to step up. I think losing him is just that he's going to get paid more.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a guy the Kings would take.
Yeah, I've heard Detroit has interest.
I think Rui's a good dude to have if you've got, like, somebody who can do the work for him and then let him just finish things off. Like, so, mm-hmm. not a good player in Washington, but solid with LeBron and Luka. So, I could see it in Detroit with Cade feeding him.
Yeah.
I found the joke I was thinking of was they said the Wolves got COVID test, paternity test, and driving test all on the same team.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, barring any last-minute news, we thinking we wrap up for today?
Sounds good. The last update I've got from ESPN is they added a video to the Wizards not interested in trading Davis blurb. But the front of the video does say it's all just about leverage.
Mm-hmm.
So take that for what you will, Jared, if you have dreams of seeing the brow in the bay.
I mean, who wouldn't say no to AD, right? I mean,
like, you built with Steph. Like, come on. It's
so yeah, that'd be nice.
Like, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, that's a terrible trade. But also, like, I've seen like five different sources show that Jimmy Butler has, like, repeatedly been told he's not being traded. for whatever that's worth.
Look who was told that too.
And I like Jimmy, you know, and when he's healthy, he's huge. But then my main concern is they like, okay, let's say they get AD and Bron, you got to get some shooters in. Like, you have to go get some more perimeter. It cannot just be Steph and Kristaps.
Hey, man, you got Draymond. What are you talking about?
Oh, no.
It's time for him to take off the backpack.
He's like, he's like a great form now.
Next, he sees LeBron on the court. He's like, I got this. My king.
I'm imagining the Warriors betray Jimmy Butler. They trade him, and he gets really mad. So he takes all the third stringers and challenges the starters to a game and then loses like 100-0. Steph just raining threes on him and all the backups. Like, what the fuck are you doing, man? This ain't Minnesota anymore.
Man. Let's end with, as it is right now, have any teams substantially improved or gotten worse?
I guess the Grizzlies have gotten worse.
I guess. I mean,
I guess the
how much did that change? Like
Kawhi, so that's big, but
yeah,
for a free agent, I think honestly, and maybe this is a hot take, I really don't know, but I think the Lakers are pretty solidly like worse. Like, I'm not taking them seriously with only Luka and Austin Reeves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
know LeBron was kind of taking the regular seasons off at this point, but he still matters a lot. He's still excellent, so I think they're big losers.
Yeah, I'm like looking at their team right now, and I have to assume they're going to make some moves.
It kind of has to be trades because there's nobody to sign.
It has to be, especially if you're going to be losing Rui, who he was averaging 11.5 points per game, 3 rebounds off of 51% field goal percentage. Yeah. Apparently, also, I saw they might be losing Maxi Kleber, who apparently is considering going to, like, EuroLeague.
Oh, okay. Last I heard, he was still a good ball player, but I haven't checked in on him in the last couple of years.
I mean, he's solid. He's getting older. He's 34, which, you know, for a big man.
Yeah.
Average big man, more notable. But, yeah, they're going to need to do something because they obviously need a wing if LeBron's gone. And they're going to need a little bit more than DeAndre Ayton. Yeah, I think you make a trade.
First overall pick, DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah.
I'm told they did a good job in the draft this year with Cameron Carr. He better be damn good for that team to be worth anything next year.
Although,
I guess we can see kind of how good Austin Reeves actually is without Braun there, but he still kind of overlaps with Luka. It's just kind of weird that they keep getting guys who overlap this much.
Yeah. In the 9 playoff games that DeAndre Ayton played, I think it was – no. In the last games of the season, including playoffs, that DeAndre Ayton played, in 24 minutes, he averaged 5.7 rebounds.
Wow.
In game 4 of that OKC sweep, he had 6.3 rebounds, 1 assist. So, bad games happen, but that's bad many games. And he's going to need a – if he's going to be their starting center this year, he needs to average more than the 12.5 points per game he had last year.
Yeah, he's gonna have to.
Remember when in Portland when it was really cold out and he stayed home?
The ice, yeah, the roads were frozen in his neighborhood.
Yeah,
and then they sent someone to pick him up. He's like, I can't.
I mean, it's like people working like at McDonald's that probably like still going to work.
Yeah,
even though the roads are frozen.
It's funny as fuck that he didn't go when they showed up because you know that's just like he's like, damn, I already smoked. I assumed I'd be home.
He probably would have played better.
He probably would have played like he cared more.
Yeah.
Like I can deal with a lot of, you know, types on my team, but I don't really want any guys who don't seem like they want to be out there.
Yeah. All right. So I'm looking at the teams right now. If anyone got notably better, maybe it's the Raptors, right? It's the Heat get better just by having Giannis, but they need to figure something else out. Bucks were substantially worse.
Yeah. we're all waiting to see who lands the big fish this year, Norman Powell.
Probably, what, the Pistons, maybe?
I think the Heat want him back.
The Heat might want him back, but I saw that he's open to his options.
Okay. He's like, I don't want to run that much.
I could see the Pistons. They kind of need something because I don't think they're going to be keeping Tobias.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the playoffs really showed Pistons do need to figure something else out.
Yeah, they're not totally ready yet, but...
I think the Knicks are kind of... They don't need to do shit, and they'll be fine.
Yeah, especially since they got all their guys agreeing to discounts to stay.
Yeah. Really, they're only just losing, like, Mitchell Robinson, who was gassed in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think
they've gained millions of dollars from selling draft picks.
Yeah,
and they've gained our favorite player cap relief.
Yeah,
and they gained the draft rights to a guy that got drafted in 2016. Do you think that guy, like any team that's had his draft rights, he's like keeping track of their schedule and like keeping dates open
any day now, man? Oh, I hope.
Yeah,
not. Like, hey, you want to go out on Tuesday? No, the Knicks have a game in Milwaukee that I might have to go to
that night.
I really like the idea of a guy who's just waiting for his rights to get drafted to a team he's interested in. And he'll wait 10 years for it. And he's like, all right, y'all, like, I'm ready. Yeah, despite all the moves that have happened, I think it's too soon to say which teams are like for sure locks.
Yeah.
That are better or worse. I think the Hornets are better, even though they're still setting up for another trade. I feel like the Hornets are serious.
Yeah, like they're taking a concrete step to being a real team.
And I felt like with LaMelo and Miles Bridges and making like no other changes over the last like 3 years, like they were not serious.
Yeah.
This is the first time they looked serious in a while. Obviously, the Wizards are going to be better than 17 and 65.
Yeah, Jazz
whether, is way better. Whether they keep 80 or not.
Hopefully, Trey's, AJ is good.
Yeah, and you know, the Trey contract was a hot thing, but he'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll see. Like I said, I'll take him with the point guard. I won't worry about it until I see how good DeVance is anyways, because it's really the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
It's not like that team means something if he's not like a number one dude. So I don't really usually watch him, but Utah's probably going to be a blast to watch this year if anybody turns him on with Peterson in that team they already had around.
They're going to be much better than 22 and 60.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. So that
they got to be thinking about it. I mean, it's the West, so it's hard, but they got to be thinking about making the playoffs.
I think so. Because it's like, I'm not surprised if the Suns fall out.
No.
They were the 8 seed this year.
Not surprised if Portland falls.
Portland was 42 and 40. They were the 7th seed somehow. I don't know where to place the Wolves.
Shout out to Portland for amidst all this losing 2 coaches in 1 year.
And then getting that coach on the cheapest deal.
A
1 year deal that was so cheap. I saw that other coaches in the league are actually upset about it because it makes them all look bad.
I saw the same thing. I was like, you know, it's good when other coaches unrelated to your team start protesting you.
When do we ever see coaches talk about other coaches like signings in such a way?
That was crazy. And apparently I'm told, I don't know how, but I'm told this is one of the guy that they gave that contract. It was one of the most well-respected assistants like in the entire NBA.
It's so, it's so strange.
Why did he take that deal?
Yeah. That like,
it was a prove it deal.
He waited this long for a job, and then he takes that one?
Can that really pay much better than what he was getting as an assistant coach?
Probably not.
I feel like being an assistant might be like a more stable job than being the head coach.
At this point, yeah, the way the league is right now. Yeah, I don't see the Blazers getting better, but I don't know if they're much worse. I think they're such a perfect right down the middle team. I don't know if that's hot or not, but...
Mm.
Yeah, the Suns are going to – I think the Suns are worse from barely doing anything. Clippers are probably not making the playoffs.
Yeah, that feels right.
So let's – you know, the Clippers fall out, then probably the Jazz move up. I have no expectations from the Mavericks. For the Mavericks, I see this as like a fuck around and just let Flag get better year.
Yeah, I'm curious. I feel like maybe they could surprise folks just because I do think they've got some like, you know, Flag – is already excellent, and it seems like they got just like a bunch of really good athletes who try really hard, and that's a good formula.
I forgot. I did see they might be working on a trade with the Lakers.
They're trading Flag already. Nico Harrison.
Klay might be on the move.
Oh,
you can see him on the Lakers.
You know what? For his own safety, get his ass out of Texas.
Yeah.
That might be good for him at this point.
And his dad lives there.
Yeah, his dad does commentary for the Lakers. But I saw the Clippers also were interested in Klay, so who knows what's going to happen. I got to say, this is the year I will definitely be wearing my Warriors Klay Thompson hoodie much less. he's disappointed me for real this time.
He's disappointed a lot of people.
I think he's disappointed a lot. Come on, man.
Wild.
How could you?
How dare he?
How honestly, yes.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
Yeah. All right. Should we leave it at that for today?
And now we can let some news come in.
Like the news is gonna come in as soon as we end it.
Emergency pod.
Yeah, you never know. Let me do one last check.
It's making me laugh imagining a guy request that his draft rights get traded, calling up the GM.
Formally going out in the media to request the trade.
I want out.
Honestly, I feel like there have been guys who have been close to doing that. I think Satoransky was close to doing that with the Wizards.
Mm.
We threatened with bringing him over every year, and he was like, no, don't do it. Nikola Mirotic, he should have done that. Maybe it would have protected him from Bobby Portis.
Yeah.
God, that's still, every time I'm reminded of that, it's like amazes me that Mirotic gets his shit rocked. I mean, he got punched in the face so hard. Didn't he like have to get his teeth fixed?
Yeah, broke like an orbital bone or something.
Yeah, he broke his face and he gets traded away.
So what happened to Jordan Poole?
Yeah, we're 2 for 2 on the punchy get straight in.
Yeah, but then Mirotić leaves the league. Incredible.
We need some mass punchings going on the Kings, I think.
What could he have said?
He got a insane contract when he left, didn't he? I thought he got like 8 years, $80 million to go back to like Barcelona or something.
Oh yeah, like Mirotić got paid big. So it's like you can see why he left. Like that's hard money to turn down, but
yeah, literally. I'm sure Barcelona said we'll ban Bobby Portis from the nation of Spain, and he was like, I'm in.
Yeah. yeah, not much other news. Every other tweet from every other reporter is about LeBron, which we're not going to, nothing's going to happen in the next few days with him.
No one, imagine no one takes him.
He falls.
They accidentally get into a bidding war over Bronny and ignore Bron.
I do love, maybe we ended on this, the fact that LeBron waited until the day after Bronny's contract becomes guaranteed, if not waived.
He's a good dad. Good.
Yeah, and then is like, all right, y'all, you can move on without me.
You can say what you will about him, but he's a good father, it seems.
They're going to trade that away to whatever team he goes, right?
Probably. Maybe he can play with Giannis.
I did love the point where it's like, yeah, we got to leave. Like, we just got to focus on where the family should live, except for my one son that we left in LA.
Yeah. I also love the idea because isn't LeBron super into being part of like an ownership group for one of the expansion teams?
Yeah, he was also the whole reason he went out to the Lakers, the league told me, was so he could start his like business empire out there in LA.
Yeah, and then he really, and like I'm all in for him being part of a ownership group for the Vegas team. But let's, you know, all this talk of like, well, we're, you know, it's wherever's right to keep my family. Bro, you're going to be there for 2 years.
Yeah.
I think his family is like mostly grown up at this point also.
Yeah, you're going to be there for 2 years.
They're going to go to college somewhere else.
Yeah, and then you're going to end up in Vegas, you know, to like run this team. Why are we talking like this?
I don't even know why you think it's got to be Vegas. LeBron's going to own the Trailblazers by the end of the year.
Man, I feel like here's what I want to do. I want to we're keeping this going. We really need to do like a Blazers highlight episode. That right. Just ends with this guy. Because, like, man, if you can't afford it, don't buy the team.
Exactly. It's so simple.
I don't think we've seen a cheaper team owner.
No, this is, he's legit. He thought, he listened to a ton of rap, and he thought the NBA actually did stand for Never Broke Again, and that's why he bought into the league.
Okay, breaking news. Trae Young has tweeted an emoji with the hands covering the eyes.
Ugh, he's being shy.
Oh, I'm not seeing this on ESPN yet. What's your source?
Straight from Twitter.
State your source.
Trae Young.
You're getting your
Jalen, you're getting me this time. All right, sound off here. We're going to keep these going more consistently for sure. Moving forward. Again, we're going on some highlight episodes, blah, blah, blah. Let's end this. You guys have a last free agent pitch you want to send out there?
Yeah. Megan Thee Stallion, Berger, free agent. DC's lovely this time of year. We could use the support.
I'm with that. I've been saying, Megan, my girlfriend would never do this to you.
Exactly.
Nathan, you have a free agent pitch?
If anyone's skeptical about how LeBron's going to fit, you just put him on a 10-day.
Try it. LeBron, just try it out, man.
He said that he's in no rush to pick out a team.
Yeah. So I like the idea of a 10-day, but it's for the other guys. Like, it's not to prove it. It's like the team to prove themselves.
He puts 15 guys on a 10-day to play around him.
I'm in. All right.
That'll be his retirement tour. Just playing on different teams.
It's like the only like real ethical way to get your jersey retired by every team.
That's his goal ever since the failed Miami Heat retiring Jordan's jersey debacle.
Oh yeah. My god.
You know what? I would love to see all those teams on his Wikipedia page in the future.
Actually, yeah, Shaq would be so mad to be like have his amount of teams outnumbered.
Ish Smith is furious.
Oh man. Shout out to Ish Smith.
Always.
All right. Signing off. We'll see you guys soon. I'm going to end recording. Bye-bye. Remember, everyone, that we love you. No.